Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. In order to keep bringing you the very best in classic radio comedy, we are implementing a patron support program. Your monthly support will keep us on the air by allowing us to pay the expenses associated with a growing podcast, to replace outdated equipment, and to expand the podcast to 5 days a week. We have four levels at which you may support the podcast. The first level is the vaudeville level. It's $3 a month. You get a thank you on the show and access to the bonus videos. At $5 a month, you become a Broadway star. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, and a really nice vinyl logo sticker. At the $10 level, you become part of the Hollywood A-list. You get a thank you on the show, access to bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, and your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame. And the last level is the co-executive producer level. That's $20 a month. You get a thank you on the show, access to the bonus videos, the vinyl logo sticker, your name and picture on the website's Walk of Fame, 10 business cards with your name as co-executive producer of the podcast. You also get to vote on which shows will be next, and you can read a short message or greeting on the show. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on the Become a Patron button on the right side of the screen. Thank you for your support. Here we go with the Bob Hope Show. This is episode number 291, and it originally aired on February 19th, 1946. Here now is Bob Hope with his special guest, Tyrone Power.
Starring Bob Hope and welcoming back as guest, Tyrone Power. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from Pomona College in Claremont, where Robert Taylor once went Hope. Well, here I am at Pomona College. Pomona College, that's a cultural expression, meaning the finals are tomorrow, Mabel. Let's go out and buy some books. Yes, sir, they have the usual four grades of students here at Pomona. Freshmen, sophomores, juniors, and aren't you glad you're you? I picked Pomona College this week because I thought the students might be starving for entertainment. But when I got here, I found out it's co-educational. Co-ed, that's a girl who's heard of bachelor's degrees and wants to get both of them. But this college has a beautiful campus. That noise you hear is the wind in the acacia trees, and that silence you hear is the nightlife in Claremont. Yes, sir. Claremont, that's a wake that was subdivided. Of course, I don't mean to say that they take the sidewalks in at 9 o'clock in Claremont. No, sir. No, sir. They come out at 8:30 and stand the squares up on end for headstones. This is citrus country, and it gives a lot of these freshmen a chance to work their way through school. They just light their pipes and hire out of smudge pots. And there's a girls' school near here called Scripps College. It's just a telescope. Really? It's just a telescope's throw from Clark Hall. When I got here, I naturally went for these Scripps College girls because I've been operating from Scripps for years. But it didn't work out so well. With these Scripps, there's no ad-libbing. These students here at Pomona go up to Mount Baldy for the winter sports, and they do a little hazing up there. In fact, one senior went down the ski slide, and he was using a pair of freshmen for skis. And I understand they're carving the face of Crosby in the side of Mount Baldy, and it's coming along fine. The head's already complete. I was up there, I went off the ski slide, and as I sailed up in the air, I started flapping my arms up and down. Finally, after I flapped my arms up and down for about 5 minutes, an eagle tapped me on the shoulder and said, "What's the matter, bub? Bad circulation?" But it's really high up there. I won't say I was high up in the mountains, but a guy in a white robe tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Sorry, your reservation has been made for the basement." And yesterday I was on my dog sled when I passed the ice house and I yelled, "Mush, mush," and six couples stuck their heads out of the window and said, "We know, but we love it."
To see, I know what I like, and I liked what I saw, and I said to myself, "That's for me." A lovely morning, I remarked, and you were quick to agree. You wanted to walk, and I nodded my head. As I breathlessly said, "That's for me." I left you standing under stars. The day's adventures are through. There's nothing for me but the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart. But the dream in my heart, and the dream in my heart, for you, oh, my darling, that's for you.
Francis. Here comes Skinny Anna, Francis.
I wish I could chew, chew, chew fast as I could take a choo-choo. I came a long, 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 long way to take you in my arms. And now it's your first move to prove that you've been true. Come to baby do. I've been away, way, 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 way beyond the blue horizon. I'm hoping no, 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 no one else is on your mind. So pucker up, my sweet, and meet your Waterloo. Come to baby do. Stop me from guessing. Take no time to tease. Stop all this messing and put your begging baby at ease. I want to love, love, love you just the way I want to love you. I'm gonna try, try, try to make you understand. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come to baby do. When all is said and done, the one for me is you. Come. Come to Baby Doo. Come to Baby Doo.
Yes, sir. That was my good old friend Skinny Ennis singing Come to Baby Doo. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I have a friend with me tonight I know you're all going to be glad to hear from. One of Hollywood's fine actors, back in civvies after a couple of years overseas, leather dogging in with the Marines, Tyrone Power, right here. The ushers will now pass out the adrenaline, please.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks, students, for the nice reception.
You don't have to worry about a reception, Ty. You've got insurance.
What do you mean, insurance?
Well, every time you bow, your eyelashes tickle the first four rows.
You should talk. That taper tongue you've got reaches the whole balcony.
It's just hereditary. My mother was one of the eagles of Eagle Rock. But anyway, Ty, isn't this place beautiful?
Oh, it certainly is, Bob. This campus is an arboreal delight.
Yeah, and they get a lot of pretty trees here, too.
Well, you certainly seem to be at home here. Are you a college man, Bob?
No, I always did my sleeping at home, but, I'm really in my element here. These co-eds think I'm plenty smooth. They call me the Claremont Casanova.
Oh, really? I've heard them refer to you as the Azusa Bruiser.
Watch your step. When I get mad, I see red and the fight starts.
Oh, is the fight going to start right now?
No, red's out of town tonight. But you get along great with these college kids, Ty.
Sure, I speak their language, Bob. I went to Harvard, you know.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I could have gone to Harvard, but they're so snobbish up there.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Bob. How would you like it if I went to your school and started insulting the guards?
Well, I graduated magna cum bread and water, but anyway... Anyway, Ty, tell me, how did you... Did you like that? You can have it. Tell me, Ty, how did you enjoy your vacation in the Marines?
Well, I sure enjoyed flying a plane around on the Navy's gas.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a good way to let your fans know you're back, coming on our show like this. A lot of people listen to us.
Yes, it's a real boost, all right. Seems like fate, doesn't it?
Fate?
Yes, always getting somewhere on someone else's gas.
I thought my line was going to get the laugh. You know, Ty, I was down in the South Pacific.
Yes, I heard, Bob. How'd your show go over?
Oh, those leathernecks loved it. They kept coming back for more.
Yeah, they did the same thing at Okinawa.
You've got more answers than the Harvard Hall telephone, but I'll bet it's... How do you know it's Harvard Court? Don't correct me. I bet it's a great feeling to be a civilian again.
I don't know, Bob. I'm having a terrible time now getting new clothes. It makes me sorry I gave away my old suits when I left.
Oh, but Ty, you've grown. They wouldn't fit you anymore.
Well, maybe so, but they'd fit me as well as they fit you.
Well, the only reason I took them, I thought maybe you'd left some phone numbers in the pockets. I was silly. He has a vault. Say, you know, Tyrone... I still remember your last big picture before you entered the service, Blood and Sand.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Boy, I can see you now, standing there in the bull being released in your direction. I'll bet you were scared.
Well, not any more than I am now, Bob. Yeah.
Don't forget to turn left at Azusa when you're hiking home tonight. When you hitch...
I'm hoping what?
That awful, I can't say Azusa, and I've been through there so many times.
Oh, by the way, Bob, you've been great to me since I got back, and I want to thank you publicly for letting me stay at your house until I find a place of my own.
Oh, it's nothing, Tyrone, but now that you bring it up, the maid said she couldn't find your linens when you left the room this morning. What happened to them?
Oh, I mailed them, Bob.
Well, what do you mean you mailed them? What for?
Well, it said right on them, "Finder, please return to the Ambassador Hotel."
Yeah. It was an even exchange. They kept my trunk.
Well, the boarding house is great, Bob, but how have you been doing otherwise?
Oh, I've been making one picture after another.
Tell me, are you still selling them on the same corner?
No, it was a better spot for Violet, so I turned it over to Mother.
No kidding, Bob. Have you still got them fooled over at Paramount?
What do you mean, fooled? Why, the Academy's considering giving me the Oscar this year for the best actor.
Do I say anything else, or is that joke over?
Just keep reading, if you don't mind. What are you kidding? You're going to make... You can't say that stuff to me. I'll find it. I'll just keep... Where do you get that stuff? Why shouldn't I get an Oscar?
Hope, the only way you'll ever get an Oscar is to have a son and give him that name.
Well, if you're going to make an issue of it, I'll call over an unbiased employee. Francis?
Yes, Bob?
Now, tell me truthfully, Francis, is Bob being considered for an Oscar as the best actor of the year?
Well, there are signs of it.
There are?
Yes. He printed them and he's carrying them around.
Well, I have to think of some way to compete with Ray Milland's neon nose.
Say, Francis... How about going out with me tonight,
Oh, I'm sorry, Ty. Bob asked me first.
Yes, Francis and I are stepping out tonight, Ty. Where will we go, Francis? Do you want to go to some place where you can get to know me better?
No, let's go to a place that's air conditioned.
I don't like those air-conditioned places. I get too tired running after the head off my beer.
Bob, did you ever hear the expression, two's company, three's a crowd?
Sure, go on, beat it, Francis.
Don't be silly, Bob. Can't you see Francis and I want to be alone?
Well, I don't get it, Francis. What's Tyrone have that I don't have?
Well, you see, Bob, Tyrone is so full of fire.
Well, what about me?
Well, you're full of fire too, Bob.
Well, what's the difference then? What's wrong with me?
Not enough smudge, too much pop.
Why can't I find a singer that doesn't save her money?
Well, how about it, Francis? After the show, we could drive back to Hollywood together.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Ty.
Oh, don't drive back with him. I brought you out, Francis.
We might stop somewhere and get a bite to eat.
Grand.
I always bring you out to the show, Francis.
I even know a place where we could dance a while.
Perfect. Let's go over and talk about it, huh?
And we always go home together, Francis. Well, anyone here want to pedal half a bicycle into Hollywood tonight?
Again.
I'll be walking with my honey down honeymoon lane. Soon, 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 neath the moon, moon, moon. We won't care if it's November or the middle of June. I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before. Morning, night, and noon. For I'll be walking with my honey down honeymoon lane. Soon, soon, soon. Walking with my honey down honeymoon lane. Soon, soon, soon. Neath the moon, moon, moon. We won't care if it's November or the middle of June. I'll be sweeter to my sweetie than ever before. Morning, night, and noon. For I'll be walking with my honey down honeymoon lane. Soon, soon, soon.
Well, classes have ended for the day here at Pomona College, and now we find two hotshot Pomona freshmen, Robert, the droop of the coop hope, and Tyrone, love 'em, copy their exams and leave 'em power. At Pomona's most refined and exclusive nightclub, Shea Sycamore, dancing with a couple of co-eds.
Well, I'm glad that's over. I hate those slow waltzes. Say, did you like that dance, Franny?
Yes, it was wonderful, Robert. Now drag me back to our table and help me get my legs unbraided. Come on, Ty, let's dance again.
Okay, as soon as they carry out the wounded.
Hey, it's my turn on the jukebox. Everybody stand back.
Oh, Bob, why don't you put in the 5 cents all at once?
Forget it. Let's get in the groove. How about a dance, Francis?
Well, I'm tired.
How about you, Trudy?
I'm tired, too.
Well, okay, Bob, but this time you lead.
Say, is it getting a little late? What time is it?
I've got the time. It's 10:40.
10:40? Holy senior, we got to be back by 10:30.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Let's go. Come on, everybody. Get in the car. You think we'd make better time if one of us got in the front seat? Well, here we go. Oh, I forgot I had a chain to the fire plug. Here we go. Boy, what a hopped up job.
Yeah, my girl ain't bad either.
Say, Bob, what's the idea of steering with your teeth?
Well, somebody's got to hold the fenders on, don't they? Say, Tyrone, we must be getting near Harwood Court.
What makes you think so?
Well, the car just took off its tires and started to tiptoe.
Well, here we are.
Uh-oh, here comes that senior, Skinny Ennis.
Okay, you two fresh, down your knees. Down on your knees.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ennis. Well, are you down on your knees?
Yes, sir, we're down on our knees.
Okay, now pick me up.
What are you doing down there? Did you lose something?
No, I didn't lose anything.
Then why are you on your hands and knees?
Well, man, I got on my Phi Beta Kappa key and it outweighs me.
We'd like to ask you one question, Senior Ennis, sir, please. How did you know we're freshmen?
Well, I know. I'm in your biology class.
Well, then... Oh, no, wait a minute. If you're a senior, what are you doing still taking freshman biology?
Can I help it if I'm bashful?
Come on, Let's not fool around with this guy. I'll give the signal and we'll shove him into the fountain.
Shove him in the fountain? Gee, I don't know.
Oh, come on, it's dark. He'll never know which one of us did it.
Yeah, well, okay.
All right, now come on. One, two, three.
I know this is silly, but throw me a towel.
Hey, Bob, something's gone wrong. The girls are coming back.
Yeah, look.
Gee, Robert, the doors of Harwood Court are clocked. They're locked, and you'll have to find us a way to get in.
Shh, somebody's coming.
It's the dean of men. Quick, hide in these bushes. Everybody hide.
Meow, 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 meow.
Gad, must be having fish at the coop tonight.
Colonna, are you the dean?
That's me, J. Quagmire Colonna. Savant, doctor of philosophy, educator of the masses, and patron of the arts. Also, allowance checks from home forged cheap.
Well, gosh, Professor, that's pretty important, being the dean of this big college. How did you get the job?
Well, got on the good side of a freshman here. Say, what are you boys doing out at this hour? As if I didn't know. You were out with co-eds, weren't you?
Okay, Professor, we've been out with co-eds. I'll admit it because I cannot tell a lie. I cannot tell a lie.
Well, don't overdo it. That cherry tree belongs to the college. Say, you better be careful lurking around this campus. I've got a giant bear trap over by Harwood Court that snaps a guy's leg right off when he comes prowling around.
Snaps a guy's leg right off?
Yes, I'll take you over and show it to you. Hand me my crutch.
But, Professor, it's getting late. We'd like to get back to the dormitory and study.
All right, boys, I'll talk to you in the morning.
He's gone. Come on, Ty. Let's get the girls into the dormitory, huh?
Gee, what do we do? If we're caught out here, we'll get in serious trouble. They might even take away our pillows in the Western Civ class.
We just threw that in to make Occidental jealous.
Say, how about you girls climbing through the window?
Why, Ty, no one ever does that around here.
Here you are, ladders for Harwood Court. 50 cents, ladders for Harwood Court.
Gee, they're painting the building early this year, aren't they?
How do you like that? And I'm flunking out.
Just a minute, Bob. I'm bringing the ladder.
That's fine, Ty. Bring the ladder over here. Say, who's that carrying the other end?
Helpful son of a gun, ain't I? Now, listen, didn't I tell you guys to get back to Clark Hall?
Here, let me talk to him, Bob. Listen, Dean. Dean, I'm Power.
Atomic or horse?
Dean, if we slip you $50, will you forget the whole thing?
How can you suggest such a thing? That's bribery. How dare you approach the dean with an underhanded proposition like that? In cash? I'll take it, Don. I'm looking you both. I'm going to lock you both up in the office now until the police come.
Oh, no, you're not, Colonna. We're fighting our way out of here.
No, you're not.
On guard. Take that.
Take that, you dog. You yellow-livered...
Ah!
Howard!
Going through the window.
Watch him. He's pulling a knife.
This is the end. Now you pay.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you... Ah! No fair pulling hair. No fair.
I got him. I got him. Die, you dog. Again.
Boy, what a mess we're leaving for Red Skelton to clean up, huh? All thanks for the memory of a nation where they teach the meaning of free speech. Each college here need have no fear to practice what they preach. And we thank them so much. We want to thank that man from 20th Century Fox, Tyrone Power, for being with us tonight. Good night.
Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Tyrone Edmund Power III was born in 1914, and he was a star of film, stage, and radio. Between the 1930s and the 1950s, Power was in dozens of films. Most often he played a swashbuckling adventurer, maybe a pirate, often as a romantic lead. Of course, you can be romantic and a pirate at the same time, you know. Well, his better-known films include The Mark of Zorro, Marie Antoinette, Blood and Sand, The Black Swan, Prince of Foxes, Witness for the Prosecution, The Black Rose, The Captain from Castile, The Razor's Edge. Now, Power's favorite film that he did was called Nightmare Alley. It wasn't big at the box office, but he received a lot of good reviews for his performance in that film noir, which was a little out of his normal swashbuckling adventurer romantic lead role. Unfortunately, Tyrone Power's career was cut short. He died of a heart attack in 1958. He was only 44. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope, and check in on Thursday for the next installment of Mr. and Mrs. Blandings. Please go to our website, classiccomedyotr.com, and click on that button on the right-hand side of the screen that says Become a Patron, and you can support our show. We would greatly appreciate that. Until we meet again, in the words of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, if I'm not back in 5 minutes, just wait longer.